Elias Makos, alias Meeker Guerrier, a.k.a. Meeker Guerrier, filling in for my good friend Elias, who is taking some much-deserved vacation and some time off. I told you about it right before we left for our break. Old age security checks are about to go up. So as inflation hits an all-time high, gas prices are up and the cost of living in general soars. Will the 2.8% for old age security and guaranteed income supplements be enough for the more than 6 million Canadians who are 65 years old and older who are receiving it? Here to tell us about it is Moshe Lender, Senior Lecturer, Department of Economics at Concordia University. How you doing, Mr. Lender?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Canada Day. Happy Canada Day. And I'm here on the radio with you, so things are great. Tell us about that increase. So it's a 2.8% increase, but right now the inflation is at 7.7% for the 12-month period that ended in May. Right from the get-go, it seems like that increase is not enough. Am I right to think that, or that's not exactly it?
You are right to think that. The 2.8% would probably have made sense if we had seen more normal inflation, right? The Bank of Canada usually keeps the number around 1% to 3% for the last 30 years. So if you're getting a 2.8% increase, then in real terms, your purchasing power is either staying the same or maybe going up just a little bit. But when inflation is 7.7%, then in real terms, you're losing about 5% of your purchasing power. And that's hard for senior citizens who don't have the ability to go back and get a job to make up for that lost income. So they really are falling behind with no option to make it up.
Right. You're talking about that difference of 5%. When we talk about inflation, 7.7, we can see where it hurts because obviously gas has gone about 30% up. Food as well is very high up. So in average, it goes at 7.7. But I'm thinking that 5% decrease for elderly, does it make sense to think also that it hurts maybe a little less because they don't have to work, they don't necessarily have to travel as much, they don't have to go to work and so on? Or does it hurt them because housing, for instance, went up?
Well, that's a great point. And that's the thing with the headline inflation number is that it's based on a basket of goods that the typical Canadian buys, right? And so if you say that senior or non-senior, if you're not buying the typical basket, you could be experiencing a personal inflation that's less than 7.7 or more than 7.7. So if we wanted to go down the path of parsing what do seniors do and not do, if we're saying, yeah, they're not driving, then yeah, they might not be experiencing inflation the same way. We could also say that if they own their own home, which hopefully by the time that they're seniors and retiring, they're hopefully not still paying their mortgage, then even if rents are going up, they might be landlords rather than tenants at that stage right in their life, right? And so it could be possible that they're actually benefiting from this. So, you know, the idea that the 2.8% was offered to them is not based on the grounds that, well, what do seniors experience? It was based on the idea that inflation wouldn't be 7.7. So,
right,
you know, whether it's 5%, 10%, or, you know, plus 2% that they're doing, we would have to look on an individual basis.
On the other hand, we also have to think about elderlies that don't own their own homes, that do need that security check, that old age security check. So there are people in trouble right now because of the increase in inflation, because that increase in their check is not big enough. So what tips do you have for those looking to stretch their dollars as far as possible, given the high inflation rate?
Look, it's a time for all of us to be coupon clipping, right? Finding those deals, you know, using the internet to comparison shop. If you don't need to buy something right now, then don't buy it right now. If you're looking to travel, are you traveling because just you're fed up with 2 years of lockdowns and COVID and I'm just going to go out and enjoy myself no matter what? Or is it something that you have to do? It's a time where you really need to consider what is important and what isn't, the inflation rate will come down. Within 12 to 18 months, hopefully, we'll be talking about things back to normal. So it's not that you have to deprive yourself forevermore. It's just right now is not the time if you don't have to.
And talking about the economy right now, so you're talking about the past 2 years, the fact that people want to live, they want to spend also because we're almost back to normal and back to life, and we want to enjoy ourselves. But you're talking about not buying right away, not spending money, and being a little bit more reasonable. But do you think that we're heading into a recession where we're going to have to be more reasonable than ever?
We're heading into an economic slowdown. Whether it technically meets the definition of a recession or not, that we'll know that once we're there. But for sure, the economy is going to slow down. And if it's not going to slow down of its own doing, the Bank of Canada is going to make sure that it slows down with all of these interest rate increases. And the one that they're going to do in a couple of weeks is going to be a honkingly huge one. So they're going to do what they can to slow us down, whether we like it or not. The fact is that that's not necessarily a bad thing because of this maybe over-exuberance to just go out and spend. That's the type of thing that can cause an economy to overheat, and it's the type of thing that can add inflationary pressure. So, the idea of just rein it in for a little bit, right. Again, it's not deprive yourself forever, and everybody has a right to go and try and enjoy for times missed, but just take it easy, and moderation is the key.
Okay, we have to talk a little bit about the market. Obviously, you can't give any advice or anything, but I just want to hear you on that, because a lot of people have lost money on the markets. They're a little afraid of their future. They don't know what is going to happen to them and happen to their economy, especially people that can't go to work or about to retire. What would you tell them? Should they be worried about the way things are going? Because if you plan on retiring this year or next year and you see the economy going down, should you postpone your retirement, or should you just have a different retirement?
Well, I mean, if people have the capacity to delay their retirement right now, that's maybe something to consider, right? Again, it's talk to an advisor, of course, and see what sort of retirement income are you going to make under the current circumstances, and what would happen if things recover to the way they were. If you're in it for the longer haul, if you have 10, 20, 50 years till retirement, then this is going to be a blip in the grand scheme of things. And so I wouldn't worry too much about it right now. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. And for the last few years, it's been defying all common sense in going up, up, and up. You would think that COVID would have knocked the stuffing out of the stock market, yet somehow it defied expectations by rising. I think now is just kind of a return to what it should have been. These are the types of things that over the long haul, they're really just going to be bumps in the road. But yeah, if you're really close to retirement right now, talk to your employer, talk to a financial advisor, and see what the implications are. And that's the best advice that I could give.
Okay, one last question about housing, because it's been a little complicated in the past few years. Mortgage rates were very low, so a lot of people offered maybe more than the houses were worth, or the buildings where they were buying was worth. And now with the mortgage rate rising, people have been saying that a lot of people will be in trouble, especially with the inflation, and it will change the housing market. But we haven't seen that yet. Do you think there will be somewhat of a crisis in the housing market, meaning that people will have to sell the homes that they bought during the pandemic because they won't be able to pay them?
No. There was a report a couple of weeks ago that were saying that 1 in 4 Canadians think that they're going to have to sell their home if interest rates rise further. But there was a companion report that was around the same time that said 1 in 2 Canadians don't understand what inflation and interest rates mean. So I think there's a good number of people that are saying they think they're going to have to sell,
right,
that also don't really understand inflation and interest rates. So the reality is that all that's going to happen is when your mortgage resets, it'll reset at a higher interest rate. That just means that you'll either have to pay more of your mortgage payment to interest and less to principal, which just means it's going to take longer to pay off the mortgage, or you'll have to increase the amount you pay if you want to pay off the mortgage in the same amount of time. The fact is you should be able to choose which one you prefer. Unless you're right at the threshold where the bank says you're already going to take 25 years to pay this off, you can't take more than that, and somebody says, well, I don't have more money, that's the type of person then that's going to have to reconsider whether they want their home or not. But I don't think that that's very many Canadians at this point. So while there might be some who have to sell, I think there's a lot of people who just think they're going to have to. But right. That psychology is the thing that's going to weigh on them more than the economic reality.
Well, that's pretty interesting because I don't see it happening either. But it's been part of our news in the past few weeks, and a lot of people have been talking about it. Moshe Lender, senior lecturer at the Department of Economics at Concordia University. Thanks a lot for being with us and shedding some light on those information and those stories.
My pleasure. Happy Canada Day.
Thanks. Have a good day.